Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is having a great day. If you're under the snow, I hope you're surviving the snow. If you're in the heat, I hope you're surviving the heat. See, like I've been experiencing a little bit of both, and it's playing heck with my sinuses and all that fun stuff. I'm just going to be so glad when I get over this cold, stop coughing, be able to feel like doing the things I enjoy doing, going to the gym, working out, my self-defense classes, all that great stuff. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. That is the phone number if you want to call in. If there's something you want to talk about on the Greg Squirrel Show, come on in. You are more than welcome. We got the chat room up and running. You can even leave me a message on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Go in on there, leave a message on something I talk about. We'll post your comments on the air. You can also email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. And we'll be glad to talk about anything, everything you got on your wicked little mind. By the way, I have got to mention the countdown is on. 7 days till my birthday. What you getting me? That's what I want to know. What you getting the Greg Squirrel Man for his birthday? Anyway, my Razorbacks are killing me. They are driving me nuts. I mean, we have Georgia, Arkansas Razorbacks won tonight. I haven't heard on the women. I'm still trying to track down that score. But we have Georgia beat. We got them on the ropes. And yet when it's all said and done, we only win by 2 or 3 points on a last-second shot. Hogs, get it together. That's all I can say is get it together. So, you know, that's the best I can say about that. As Razorbacks have got to get it together. I love my Hogs, but they have just got to get it together. I am still looking for the girls' basketball school. Yahoo has things so jacked up right now that it's crazy. I wish Yahoo would leave everything alone. Why can't you just settle for everything being good like it is and just leave it alone? Seems like every day I go on Yahoo, they got it all jacked up, something just a little bit different. And I wish they would just leave it alone. If I could get an amen from the congregation, somebody send me a message, amen, if you know what I'm talking about. Send me an amen on my Facebook page. Facebook needs to leave stuff alone, too. I mean, they get everything set up, they get it going great to where everybody likes it, and then they go jacking with things. They need to just leave good enough alone. like my daddy always says, and like I'm sure your dad's probably said it too, if it's not broke, why try to fix it? That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's get to the headlines. Start off with the NFL executives are saying HGH, human growth hormones, testing resolution needed. So, it's about time. In golf news, the Accenture, whatever you want to call it, golf tournaments this weekend, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy both got put out in the first round. How you doing? Daytona 150 duels were today to set the poll for the Daytona 500. And as it turned out, Kevin Harvick won his race. So he'll be starting in the second row. Kyle Busch won his race. He'll be starting in the fourth spot. And so that's that. Once again, Danica Patrick, Jeff Girlfriend, both those ladies still have the pole. Talking about ladies golf, because she's an Arkansas girl, I got to mention it. Stacy Lewis is in the lead in Thailand at the LPGA tournament over there. So good for her. And more Arkansas Razorback related news. Reports coming out today that former Arkansas Razorback Ronnie Brewer has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder for a second-round draft pick. So, be anxious to see how that benefits. We got some update We got some news coming across the headlines. King Mo has just been defeated. Spinning back fist. In the first round, King Mo has been knocked out, or technically, I don't know if they're ruling it a knockout or a TKO. Emmanuel Newton has knocked out King Mo at Bellator. So, makes you want to look and say, what now, King Mo? So, anyway, Emmanuel Newton has knocked out King Mo. I just happened to have it on the monitor here in the studio. Wow. And everybody was building up King Mo. Well, King Mo just got his butt handed to him with a spinning reverse hit. Wasn't a kick. But anyway, that's that. There's a story going around right now, and that's Now or Never. Dan Henderson is long on experience, but he's short on time, and I might have mentioned this the other night. How he needs to get a win against Lyoto Machida. So, Matter of fact, let's look at the UFC 157 is this weekend. Ronda Rousey against Liz Carmouche. And, you know, this is something, if you want to call in and voice your opinions, if you want to go in on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, email in your comments. But, Rousey against Carmouche, the critics are going with Ronda Rousey. Lyoto Machida against Dan Anderson. Machida 18-3, 7 KOs. Henderson 29-8, 13 KOs. Critics are going with Lyoto Machida versus Knockout. I'm going to go with Hendo on this one. Going on down to Carderaja Farber. Yvonne Minjavar, Farber 26-6 with 14 submissions. Minjavar 25-9 with 10 submissions. I'm going with Urijah Farber. Josh Koscheck against Ruthless Robbie Lawler. Koscheck 17-6. Lawler 19-9. Lawler, he's kind of been struggling lately. Putting my vote on Koscheck. Josh Neer against Court McGee. McGee 13-3. Neer 33-12. Putting my money on McGee. On the undercard predictions, critics have LeVar Johnson beating Brendan Schaub. Michael Chiesa defeats Anton Kivinen. Dennis Bermudez defeats Matt Grice. Sam Stout defeats Carlos Hodder. Katie Robertson defeats Brock Jardine. I'm going with Brock Jardine on this one. Neil Magny against John Manley. And Yuri Villafort defeats Nashawn Burrell. So there you go. So, once again, if you've got a comment, if you want to comment on any of those fights I just mentioned, feel free to call on in and we'll talk about it. Don't forget, we got some great events coming up. I mentioned them briefly last night. Let's find my little notepad. Here we go. These are some events coming up in the area that I'm going to be a part of. There's other great promotions, Kingdom Promotions down in Little Rock. They put on some great events. Without Limits MMA over near Batesville, they put on some great events. I would love to be a part of those shows sometime in the future. Just have to see how things work out. May 18th, Gladiatrix Rising. That's an all-female event at the Prussel Event Center, Mexico, Missouri. You can look up Armel Nunnally on Facebook and find out your tickets about that. Strike Team, Muay Thai Kickboxing, April 6th, Muskogee Civic Center, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Going to be a part of that big event. Then we got Uncivil War 11, March 9th, Howard Johnson Event Center, Springfield, Missouri. You can find Strike King, S-T-R-I-K-I-N-G. You can find Strike King and Uncivil War both on the Facebook for ticket information. And, I mean, these are going to be some great shows. So right now, I'm looking down the Facebook page. Everybody's talking about King Mo getting knocked out with the spinning back fist. If anybody wants to call into the show and talk about it, we got about 15 minutes left. 347-326-9073. That's kind of a shock, because everybody's been building up King Mo, King Mo, King Mo, and yet he goes on there and gets his butt knocked out, or technical knockout in the first round. I was glad to see my buddy, Rob Hines, refereeing that a minute. Rob Hines is a well-deserved referee. He's traveled all across the United States, and I'm glad to see him on Bellator doing some of their events. Good job, Rob Hines. So anyway, Lincoln Woods basketball fans, I saw a notice just come across my line that the Lincoln boys, let's see, where did it go? Lincoln Sports. Let me pull it up this way. Lincoln.
Oh, hold on.
Would help if I learned how to spell right. Here it is. Congratulations, Lincoln Wolves. 56-49 over City Echo in the first round of the regional tournament. They'll be making their way to state tournament. So if you're a Lincoln Wolves basketball fan, there's going to be a pep bus on Saturday. You can sign up at the Lincoln High School office if you want to ride on that pep bus Saturday. So go down, support Lincoln. I would love to go, but I've got prior commitment Saturday night, unfortunately. But my thoughts and prayers will be with my Lincoln girls and boys. So, and don't forget, we were talking about it last night. Let me pull it up. We were talking about. I'm trying to find that information I passed along last night about. Here it is. North American Grappling Association at the Creek Nation Center at the Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So if you want to see some great fighting, David Grayson, a friend of mine, he's going to be fighting at North American Grappling Association. So if you want to see some good fighting, go over there and check that out. I mentioned this earlier in the week. I'm going to mention it again. Just because it's still pissing me off how the Olympics can do away with wrestling. And wrestling is one of the original sports. I just don't see how they can understand it. And I love golf. Don't get me wrong. I love golf, but not enough to get rid of one of the original sports that's been part of the Olympics since the Olympics began. I'm even putting that on my Facebook. I'm putting that on my Facebook page right now. How can the Olympics do away with wrestling? I want to hear some response to this. I mean, I want to know what other people think. If you're listening and you want to comment on this, 347-326-9073. Don't forget, we're still looking for sponsors and advertisers to hook up with us so we can expand to an hour so we have more time to talk about this stuff. You know, we got great subjects that we want to talk about it, but we really can't devote the full amount of time that we really want to in 30 minutes. So we're looking for advertisers and sponsors to join in with us so we can expand to an hour. So, I mean, we're looking for advertisers and sponsors to join in with us. Advertising, not only do you get advertising on my show, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, I'll put your logo on my banner. I have a banner that I put up when I go to announce events. I'll put your logo on my banner as one of my sponsors. And if you have merchandise or a product that you want me to put on my table, I'll be glad to do that too. I got a comment from David Grayson. David is going for his 19th Naga title this weekend. So, David, go out there, kick some butt for me, and good luck, my man. But, you know, I want to go back. David Grayson just commented, and I appreciate David. I appreciate David because David's opinions. He says it's not good at all, and he thinks it will be overturned. I hope it's overturned. I hope they get enough people raising enough hell that it gets overturned. I don't think they should be able to do away with wrestling, especially since I've said it's one of the original sports. So, you know, that's all I can say about that. I hope it gets overturned. I hope they're. I'm gonna during the weekend. I'm gonna look up any petitions or anything that have been started. People trying to get this overturned because I mean, I feel it's just too important. We don't, you know, we don't need rugby. And as much as I love golf, we really don't need golf in the Olympics. I would gladly give up golf to keep wrestling in the Olympics. Because this isn't that fake Hulk Hogan crap that you see on TV. This is true, genuine, hand-to-hand wrestling. It's a point system. You get a certain point for doing certain things, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, we got about 5 minutes left on the show. Don't forget the weekend's coming up. So I hope everybody has a safe and happy weekend. I'm gonna try to track down somebody to bring on the show and talk about it. Can't do it tonight. But I'm going to try to track down somebody, see if I can get him on the show, see if I can get him on the show, if I can track him down. I'm not going to say who because I don't want to get everybody built up and then not be able to get it done. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and buzz on out of here for tonight. Hope everybody has a safe evening. We look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night, Friday night edition. Oh, wait a minute. Before I get out of here, I...
Hold on. Hope everybody's still there. I think my headset just went out.
Is everybody still there? I hope so. Anyway,
let me see here, see if I can do this.
Well, we'll just do them all tomorrow night on tomorrow night's show. But until then, we're going to get on out of here. Hope everybody has a safe night. Once again, I appreciate everybody listening. And David, if you're listening, brother, I hope you kick butt this weekend, and hope we can have you call in next week on the show. But right now, we're going to get on out of here, and I hope everybody has a safe Thursday night. It's tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.